perusing some script, which you will recognise.
This is quite tricky.
Yes. Now, at the moment,
I've not even looked at the script yet. I'm just looking at the Oh dear. Oh dear.
Okay.
All right.
So, we're of course talking about Broadchurch. Very excited about series two. It's already on TV, although at the time of recording, I've not seen any of this. So to get my fix, we've taken some lines from series one and some accents. The theory being that if you can do this, you can go and keep remaking the show in every territory on Earth.
Yeah. Now, already I see that you've written down some of these lines incorrectly. Would you like me to do the version of line?
If you could correct our poor work, that would be great. And also do the accent. I don't know what these accents are. I will try and guess.
This is hard. I have not worked with the dialect coach on any of these lines, I'd like to point out, people of Britain.
Okay, it is time for accent number one.
If I can't eliminate you, you're a personal interest.
Australian. Clearly Australian. Very good.
Personal interest. Doesn't make any sense. Person of interest, surely.
Person of interest. That's probably right. I'll give you a point for that.
Oh, I like that little noise.
There you go. I've just whipped that out.
Ooh,
only the very best gets
get
that.
If you get it wrong. You get it wrong, I'm not doing anything.
It's a team game, David. Yeah. It's a team game, all right?
I'm just going to practice this one off my...
Okay.
All right.
I've already got it just from the word all right.
I'm at a bit of a loss as to why you would mislead us. This is my worst accent in the world.
South African.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad. I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
See, if you're going to lie, you have to be consistent. Where were you, Nigel?
That's Rod Gilbert, so yeah.
It is.
Very good.
What is this line? If you remember Easter?
That's just your own voice, David.
Why, aye? If you remember Easter.
Okay, yeah, fine. That is a very poor Newcastle accent.
Yeah, it was quite poor, wasn't it? That was probably my worst.
You got the YI. You can't cheat with a YI. Keep going,
You can never really know what was on inside some... No, what was... This is so badly written. You can never really know what was on inside someone else's heart. No, I can't. You can never really know. No, I'm going very African.
Spanish? Is it kind
I'm trying to do an impression of a very big, famous Hollywood actor.
Antonio Banderas.
The governor of California.
Oh, right. Okay, so if this is the case, this is the worst accent anyone's ever done, Dave. This is the worst accent anyone's ever done. You're trying to do Austrian.
I am.
Right?
There you go.
Do it. Let's hear it again.
I'll be back. I was doing my... I'll get in the chopper.
Then I jump down. Daddy will catch you.
You're doing Chinese now.
Get to the chopper. That's.
No, yours was definitely worse than mine.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give myself a for that.
We will catch whoever did this.
All right, next up.
That was it.
Is that it? We're at
the end. We will catch whoever did this.
Oh, German, thank German, you. German. Thank you. At the end of that, David, I'm going to give you 100% worth of loan applause.
I feel that was difficult. I feel professionally compromised by what you've just made.
I'll be honest, I think that was very good. That was better than most people, apart from Austria, obviously.
Well,
I think most people struggle. You're extremely talented when it comes to the range of accents, and I think that Broadchurch in all of those different territories is going to be
a huge
success. I can't wait to see you in those roles.
Yeah.
David, thank you for coming on. We've managed to have a conversation about Broadchurch Series 2.
Without talking about Broadchurch Series 2.
Mondays on ITV. What time is it? On 9 p.m.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, yeah.
Without talking about it at all. I'm deeply excited about it. I'm also very excited to hear what you said when this goes out about episode one.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You've said nothing, haven't you? You've said nothing.
Yeah.
You've said nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. That slightly crushes my soul and heart.
Never mind.
David, thank you very much. Do you have a way that you traditionally like to end one of these Broadchurch interviews?
Yes, but I've been asked not to do that anymore.
Okay.
So.
Pop it away.
Shouldn't, yeah.